First, I'd like to thank my co-authors for their contribution for this project. Authors have no relationship to discourse. Visual impairment and blindness affect approximately 3.3 million people in the U.S. aged 40 years and older. Regular vision and eye care visits are critical to the early detection and prevention of eye disease and its associated morbidity and mortality. There have been few studies of eye care access and utilization among Hispanic Latinos. Compared to other ethnic groups, Hispanic Latinos have been shown to bear a disproportionate burden of ocular disease. Eye care health studies have been conducted mostly in Mexican-American population. Vision health issues have not been systematically evaluated in other Hispanic subpopulations. The purpose of this study is to determine the prevalence of eye care utilization among Hispanic Latinos and to assess the influence of social demographic acculturation, vision health factors on eye health, on eye care utilization. The data come from Ocular Soul, which is an ancillary study of Hispanic Community Health Study Soul. HCHSO is an ongoing multi-center epidemiologic study of the prevalence and development of disease among Hispanic and Latinos. Details on this study can be found on the HCHS website. The Hispanic Community Health Study has four sites: Bronx, New York, Chicago, San Diego, and Miami. HCHS participants underwent a baseline clinical examination and risk factors assessment in 2008-2011. Participants in Miami, aged 40 years and older, were given a survey of vision health, knowledge of ocular disease, and eye care utilization. We call this study Ocular Soul. There are three main outcomes of this project. The first one is ever had eye exam by healthcare provider. This includes both primary care provider and eye care provider. The second outcome is eye examination by an eye care provider within the past 2 years. This includes both examination by ophthalmologist and optometrist. And the third outcome is difficulty getting needed eye care in the past year. Chi-square tests were performed to compare Ocular Soul participants with other Miami Soul participants who were not part of the study. Multivariable logistic regression were conducted for the other three, for the three outcomes interested. Analysis were weighted and adjusted for complex survey design. Four categories of independent variables were added to our logistic regression model in a block sequential fashion. Predictors were statistically significant at significant at 0.02 level were retained in the model. The final model obtained all the variables that are significant from the above model selection process. There are 1,235 Ocular Soul participants. The average age is 53.8 years. 53% of the participants were women. The vast majority, 96%, were foreign-born. 73 of our participants were of Cuban ethnicity. 46% had health insurance at the time of interview. 58% had income less than $20,000. And 54% reported excellent good eye health. The demographic distribution of Ocular Soul participants was similar to Miami HCHS Soul participants who were not part of the Ocular study. With the exception that Ocular Soul participants were more often married or living with a partner and less often separated. This graph shows the prevalence of eye care utilization in our study. 90% participants report ever had an eye exam, and 58% report had eye exam within the past 2 years, and 12% report having difficulty getting needed ocular care in the past year. This graph breaks down the prevalence of eye care utilization by age group. The blue bar is the 40 to 54 age group, and the gray bar is 65 older group. The younger age group had lower prevalence of ever had eye exam and much lower, significantly lower prevalence in eye exam within the past 2 years. The younger age group also reported more higher prevalence in difficulty getting needed ocular care in the past year. This graph shows the prevalence by gender. Male, which is the blue color bar here, had lower prevalence for both ever had eye exam and eye exam within the past 2 years. Male also had lower prevalence, reporting difficulty getting needed ocular care in the past year. This graph shows the prevalence by insurance status. The blue bar here are those who had insurance at time of interview. The orange one is without insurance for up to 3 years. Gray one is without insurance for more than 3 years. And the yellow bar is never been insured. Those who had no health insurance at time of interview had lower prevalence for ever had eye exam and much lower prevalence for eye exam within the past 2 years. And those who without health insurance reported more prevalence in difficulty getting needed ocular care in the past year. We also perform logistic regression to identify variables that are significant in predicting eye care utilization. Here's the result for ever had eye exam. Those in age 55 to 64 group are 3 times more likely than the younger group to ever had eye exam. Male are only 31% likely as female to ever had eye exam. The higher the education, the more likely a person will have eye exam. The odds ratio are 2 and 4.2 for those who had high school education or greater than high school education. Those who never have been insured are only 19% as likely than those who were insured to ever had eye exam. And those who reported poor, very poor vision are only 26% likely than those who reported excellent vision to ever had eye exam. A 1-point increase in NEI-VFQ score was associated with a 4% decrease in ever had eye exam. Here's the logistic regression result for eye exam in the past 2 years. Those age 65 and older are 5 times more likely than the younger group to ever had an eye exam. Male are 56% as likely as female to ever had eye exam in the past 2 years. Those who had no health insurance are much less likely to have eye exam in the past 2 years. The odds ratio are between 0.2 to 0.5. Here's the logistic regression result of have had difficulty getting needed eye care in the past year. The longer a person live in US, the less likely the person will report having difficulty getting needed eye care. Those who had no health insurance are between 3 to 5 times more likely in reporting having difficulty getting needed eye care in the past year. Those who reported fair or poor, very poor vision are 2 to 3 times more likely than the reference group to have difficulty getting needed eye care in the past year. A 1-point increase in NEI-VFQ score is associated with a 5% decrease in ever had difficulty getting needed eye care in the past year. The most commonly cited reason for having difficulty receiving needed care is cost. 88% of those who reported having difficulty receiving needed eye care citing cost as reason. 18% cite not knowing where to go as a reason, and 12% report care not available when needed. These percentages do not add up to 100% because there could be multiple reasons. Lack of health insurance was a significant predictor for all three outcomes. Those who had no health insurance were less likely to ever had eye exam and more likely to report difficulty in getting needed eye care. Hispanic Latinos who rated their eyesight as poor, very poor, were statistically significant at two of the three outcomes. So this group are at a particular disadvantage. The limitation of the study, self-reported measure of eye care use. All the measures were self-reported, so may be subject to recall bias or confusion over the wording of the question. Our findings are generalizable only to our South Florida Hispanic population. We have 73% Cuban American, 19% Central South American, and 8% other Hispanics. In conclusion, to improve eye care utilization in Hispanic Latinos, we need to improve health insurance coverage. We need to reduce the costs associated with maintaining and using coverage. Consider Hispanics who report poor vision difficulty as a priority population for intervention. This study was funded by CDC grant. Thank you.
Thanks. Do we do question now or later?
Well, we have time now. Does anyone have any questions? Or
when you say insurance, do you mean vision care insurance?
No, actually. Okay, let me go here. Very good question. Thank you for pointing that out. Actually, the insurance we studied here that I presented are health insurance. We look at vision insurance, which only about 9% of our participants have vision insurance, and that factor come out to be not significant in predicting the utilization, actually.
But then does the general health care insurance cover a vision exam?
We don't know, but the way our question worded was, you know, health insurance and vision insurance, and somehow the vision insurance actually doesn't come out. Mainly reason because a very small percent of people have vision insurance.
Yes, I agree. That's a real problem.
Why do you think there was an incline from the youngest age group to the older group about the access, having access to eye care? I understand why the 65-year-olds, because the Welcome to Medicare includes an eye exam.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wondered about the 40 to 64 group. And you had an increase in insurance or in access to eye care from the younger group to the 55 to 64-year-old group.
As of my experience, is this the one you're asking?
Yes.
It seems like somehow eye care is very associated with age. The older you are, the more likely they'll see an eye doctor. And I think that may be what's showing here.
Was there any educational information that was going on at the time in Florida?
I'm not very sure about it because I didn't really involve in the field work. But I...
So, in your location, is that for policy level, would you advocate for general medical care to include an eye exam so at least the exam could be done? I'm from the University of Hawaii, and we're really trying to do that because, as you said, they won't go in. They have to pay for it, and they don't even know where they're at, and they're buying the stuff, you know, any old glasses at the drugstore to try to see. Where do you see it going for your area?
Yes, I agree with your points. That's what we're hoping to achieve.
Okay.
Any more questions? Thank you.